19 minutes before the hour 5. It is Radio Veritas 576 AM on DSTV. It's 8708. And on the internet, if you're streaming live, it's www.radioveritas.co.za. I am joined in studio by... by the mothers of priests. Hey, it's drama, you know. Brab, then I wish you. Oh, Father Ben's mother is now turning into a DJ. So we have this. Bomme, it's Kati. Miss Kuluma, you were talking about the word support. Ngicela ukuthi ni paulele. Let's unbreak. What does support mean? When we talk about supporting our priest, mina, I want to take away that support ukuthi ningithenge namasokisi, you know,
no,
because
no.
I don't need them. Ngizowathenga ngeta ka Mr. Pep, ka Price or whatever. What does support mean?
Baba. Support for me, it means being there. Through thick and thin.
Yes.
I am with you when you are right. I am with you when you are wrong.
Yes.
I am with you when you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you when you are happy.
So support.
And King Ayenu ningamadoda.
Ningabantwana
babafana ile yokuthi. You don't open up.
True.
And nakona, unfortunately for us, your parents,
Uguti,
when you are in a parish, you find there are families who will pretend that they support you, they love you. Ba ujwayele lapho, uzo ujwayele lapho. Kantinyani, aba unki, jolo kamo priste, usu umkwenyan. Wale yun.
Yes.
Usu umkwenyan. And when you are not aware,
yes.
Uguti, unjenjenje lapho, umwaba wenzwa umkwenyan. Before you know where you are, kulo muzu uzothola useyinkingeni.
Bayakubuza ukuthi asibonanga emngcwabeni.
Ehhe.
Uyabona seni nje.
Manje ke singabo mama, inkinga yethu ilapho real yokuthi ningabantwana bethu you don't open up. I don't say ngitshele yonke into. Kodwa uma kubhlungu, hlala nami phansi ngibize, mangikubizile. Or when you get ngiyakufisela, I want to talk to you. Anginasizathu, but I just want to be with you. Ngihlale nawe, ngubheke nje. Ngoba emphefumulweni yami ngiyakucabangela. So sicela ukuthi be careful.
Okay.
Be careful. Nifundile linali the doctorate tsa di philosophy. Marile dom. What's it? Lwana le sokodisa tsipapana le domo because le awela wela fela jolo ka ntsi le wela ka hara le bizi
kodwa mama nge uba blame kakhulu ngoba nabo abantu baya wenza amaphutha kodwa faneke bazi ukuthi they need to look up to you to come to you if they encounter a problem angahlali nayo nje
angithi ngisaba ukuthi uMantuli uzoba neshukela mangihambe ishukela izonyuka vele so that's why ngamtshela
cha baba ayinyuki ushukela mawukwazi ukuthi umtshele umzali ama challenges ohlangana nawo ngoba yena uzokunikeza a different perspective ngoba into mawuyihlalele uwedwa ubhekene nayo uwedwa ungayisheri nomunye umuntu then ibukeka ngathi ingaka kanti wayithatha wayishera nomama orwayishana nomuntu owaziyo ukuthi yazi mangikhuluma naye lo uzo uyakwazi ukuthi anginikeze another point of view or another way out
but support also does it not also involve ukuthi you encourage us ukuthi mntanami it's not all about ukuthi you are challenging me ukuthi iphutha lakho was this the mistake you made this awenzanga lokho support is also saying how mntanami indaba ningi ushumayele kahle yazini kodwa nesinye isikhathi you take too much uyabona Oh mntanami ngicela ukuthi hayi esonto lapha uyazini ngicela ukuthi uthole abantu bazo mhlambe balungisa ilon or something like that uyabona
yo uzothela bani uzothela bani
so king support no I don't I mean
ngimsukele nje ngithi mina abantu bafuna abantu ba clean yo ngingumama wakhe uzongitshela kahle ukuthi kula kukwakhe la uyasebenza la isupport nje yiyo leyo yokuthi uma ekhathele eze ekhaya afika lale Uma kunzima, pick up the phone or come to say, Mama, inda kukhona into so. And I just listen. Ukumamela nje. Ngithi cha, kulungile uma kunjalo kodwa nawe vika, yetha so, wabona.
Mema sangu, don't you wish?
I support nje yokuthi nekho nekhaya sikhulumisane kamnandi. Naye.
Sidle kamnandi futhi.
Sidle kamnandi futhi ngoba.
Hayi chelete yaruna ke.
Yomdende. Kudlwa yami yomdende ngimphekele kahle nje kamnandi nje afike nje adle kamnandi ngithi ay baba namhlanje ngiphekele mntanami asidle kamnandi enengempela yiyona le support lo ngoba manje unginikeza lolo thando lolo nami ngimnikeza lolo thando luka mama ukuthi
mina father I problem enginayo kakhulu yikuthi angenze nje umzekeliso njengami nginabafana ababini kwami kwantuli angizange banikele ukuthi babe yabafundisi umamlotjwa unikele ngomfana wakhe ukuthi abe umfundisi bese ke mina ngizenza ngcono ngalomfana kamamlotjwa kodwa ezami idakwa nazi lapha endlini ziyangehlula manje ngifike ngibe nenkinga lapho father ukuthi why ngi critical ngomntaka mlotjwa when my own are not you know doing what they should be doing and enye into mina angazi noma inhlanhla yami noma but nginako ukuthi abafundisi bake bangibize athi mama so ngenhlanhla ngike ngihlale naye ngithi hayi I think sizame kanje and then ngaleyo ndlela enjalo ngiye ngibone ngiba usizo and ngaphandle kokuthi ke ngizinika ama epilets I've rescued I don't have to call them by names but I know I have rescued children who were not even of my color, who came to me for problems. And mangihleli mangifika ekhaya ngitshela ubaba athi manje uzoyenza njani ngithi umoya ocwebile uzangikhanyisela ungikhanyisele ngempela ngibuyele kuye mntanami kunganjani senze kanje that should be the spirit kithi sonke.
All right. I would like you to share with our listeners, as people that are supporting priests, what do you think are some of their challenges? Mam Loch, give one challenge. What do you think the priests are facing right now? As your sons?
Loneliness.
I'll see.
Oh, gosh.
Matu.
I think Father Bane pressure.
Loneliness, pressure.
Ibane pressure, Godwa.
A pressure from Bane. From
ah,
where?
From China.
Okay.
From Indlunkulu. From
Indlunkulu. Kusho ukuthini? Ngicela ukutranslate ngesiZulu.
Indlunkulu. Mhlambe umhlambe ubaba omkhulu umbizile. Wathi mntanami nazi igwegwe so asaza leyo phatha ngisho siyazi. Ngoba phela umntwana nekeze kimi athi mama endlunkulu sengithethisiwe kanje. Hayi asibheke singayilungisa kanjani.
Okay. So yibona leyo. So kune loneliness kune pressure meme mhlambe.
Ngempela bane loneliness.
How about all? Abafuna
ukuthi nathi njengoba ngisho
angithi basikhethela bona ukuthi iyo impilo bayifuna.
Sihlale nabo. Sibanike lolo thando lethu.
But in the past they lived as a community. They lived as a community. So his brothers were there. He had a home to go to. Kona manje, he is alone.
You go to a cold room.
He goes to a cold room. He is alone. And as his mother, sometimes you don't even sleep because inyimba, you are worried. Hey, nkulunkulu wami ngithandaza ukuthi let him be safe. Ngoba we won. And mawuhlangana naye, the first thing that you say is, phela mawulala ungakhohle ukukhiya and manje ukhuluma nendoda ke eyaziyo ukuthi fanele ikhiye hayi uyazini you must check your doors. I think the window is, let me tell you, in Luga Father's really, there's no window that faces the gate. Manje ngithi mina kuye laphi garage boboza so ufake window.
What about them, their health? Their health, general health, because they work too much, because they are saving, because they're trying to say yes to everybody in the parish. Yes. They forget to eat properly, they even forget to exercise, they even forget to find time, they should just sit down and pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think le langa labo ukuthi
yebo faba
eh so mina into engayisho nje kuma parishes angaka come on board ukuthi please support your priests because they need that time to get away from all the pressures the parish and be with their brothers and sisters in their calling and then be able to also share the ama disadvantages nama advantages abawatholayo within the parishes. So they need that shepherd in the green. So mina sengizofaka ke nale ukuthi ama parishes wonke they must just ensure ukuthi i 1500 le efunekayo for lo mcimbi bayikhiphe ngezinhliziyo ezimhlophe ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi abaholi babo mabeza kubo baze with a fresh perspective of whatever challenges they encounter we perish level
and seyaphela le nto ukuthi hayi imali izophuma eGermany hayi imali izophuma kuphi hayi sekho le yonto
izophuma kamlotshwa phela
ifuneke hayi umlotshwa muphi lo tholisasa naye utholisasa utholisasa umlotshwa izophuma kufuneke simondle umthetho wesonto uthi asonke
abapresident
manje ayisaculwa naleyo mithetho thina sikule iculwa le mithetho ifakwa emadlebeni wondlani abapresident asisobondi sithi uzayodla kwamamahlangu uzayodla kwamamlotsho kodwa lo muntu ufida mina spiritually lo muntu ngimfuna efit kodwa still ngimfaka ipressure
no but abafundisi for these days ne ababukeke nje yabo ngiyabo father indlela abasiphatha ngayo sihamba nabo ema stock fair siyababona ema after tears sihlala nabo mhlambi siyaphuza i-tea nabo so siyababiza abondaba ningi ngoba sibajwayelele kakhulu
enesisemingcwabeni baba ngithi nesisemingcwabeni sihlala nani aba president sidle nani asazi ke nesesihambile ke
man ansasabi because ngiyabona ukuthi
awukwazi ukuthi umsabe ngoba useva wena so ungamsaba kanjani akayena uNkulunkulu
ele sibalekela lo loneliness
yes kufanele
what does respect mean therefore in context yabo father.
No, you approach them with the respect. Ukuthi umnikeze mina angeke ngize ngikhulume naye noma kanjani. Ngisakhuluma naye as a person of authority, but also as a person.
Okay.
So you have to distinguish ukuthi ungambizi njengechomi yakho ngoba akusichomi yakho. He can be younger than me, but ngesikhundla sakhe
usesikhundleni
esubaba so kufanele kusafanele ungavela uthi nje Zweli kufanele ukuthi father Zweli umnikeze that title yakhe uyifanele ngoba manje sina sesiyabukhipha lobu sivele sithi nje Zweli and that's not right.
Why? Because our other cultures.
Ah.
But abo Brian, abo Ndaba, hey.
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
We know you lapho khula khona. Ekhaya. Abo sis bam.
Mhm.
Bebe ngafuna ukuthi ngimbize uBen.
Mhm.
Bebe. Mhm. Akho usali Father Ben. I said, give Father Ben. Turn to Mutlompi.
So, to our listeners that are listening right now, what would you want to say to them about taking care of your sons, your brothers? What would you say to them? I'm going to open the lines, K5, né? And I'm going to allow our listeners to ask you any question. Ayikho question that you're not going to answer today. Nizawaphendula lama question wabo, or to listen to their comments, to their reactions, and maybe mhlambe bathi, hi, you guys, I just disband. And we're going to hear what our listeners say about this group yabo mme. Some people think, hi, that group is a group of dissidents, it just be banned. Asifuni la diocese, asibafuni abayenza umsebenzi. I group positive kuphela baby nje sizozwa. So I'm going to open the line. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. I am joined in studio by the mothers of priests, by the sisters of priests, and they're just sharing with us the love that they have for their brothers, the love that they have for their sons, and they're possibly saying, perhaps the next time you think of throwing stones at their sons, at their brothers, please think twice. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ndate.
Le kai me.
Tukile Ndate le kai.
Kiteng. Bon me bateng.
Ndate, Ruti, uwa me mafunga teka rungi boti. Twin, shine of kosi lapo.
Hey.
Mama, into eba kurumile. Into eba lulegi lika kungu. Mina ngifuna ukuthi ngiphekize ngithi thina ama-parishioners asike siyeke ukudlisa abofada isono ne-fork and knife. Sidlisa abofada isono ne-fork and knife, le pressure abomama bakhuluma ngayo, asifuni ukwenza izinto esifanele ukuthi sizenze. Siyayazi iqabelo ikhona, siyazi ukuthi isonto mali extendwa kumele ukuthi sibhadale. Sibapha i-pressure akalali ngoba makuqeda ukulekwa makuzodebitwa for imali ayilingani. Umama okhulume ngendlu nkulu, manje imali izabe ingekho for ama-debit. Ake sibasizeni bo abantwana benkosi. Ngiyabonga abantwana bakaMme Maria labo, and mabanesono uMme Maria uzawudila nabo, thina asidile ngabo ngedolo sibakulekele.
Hayi, phendulani bomme, nithini?
Mamela radio.
All right, mamela mo radio. You live on Radio Veritas, good afternoon.
Hello, Father, unjani?
Ngikhona ma, unjani wena?
Ngikhona, ine comment nje kulabo abomama ama-relatives akabofada abanga ukuthi indaba enkulu ichazwe lena yokuthi bawisha ukubasapota noma kunenkinga noma kunani noma u-right noma u-wrong bafanele ngempela ukuthi bashare nalabo abaseduzana nabo and then bakwazi ukuthi bazaphilisana kunomuntu u-perfect kodwa into ekhona ingalana nayo i-loneliness. I-loneliness is not part yokuthi ngahlupha ufana ngoba i-loneliness nasemuzini lapha kunama-couples na ungayi-controli ingangena emuzini ngenxa yokuthi thina imisho abantu abakholwayo bahlalela ukuthanda sibanomsebenzi omningi kaningi ukuthi ba-practice le nto ebayenzayo kodwa into enkulu i-pressure nangapressure kakhulu ngoba thina singama-parishioners omunye ubatshela so omunye ubatshela so yinto lena ebayenza imali ngiyayibona kusiyinkinga
kakhulu
abantu laba thina ama-parishioners yithi esithatha ubufundi ngathi singabuphompu
namaamen asinike abanye ithuba allright thank you
lento kuyinkinga and sakhona.
You live on Radio Veritas, good afternoon.
Goeiemorgen, Vader Brein, hoe gaan dit?
Gaat het, how are you?
Goed, dank je. Maar zie je, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, dank je, mijn zuster, hoe gaat het met jou? Je moet samengekomen, man.
Je hebt mij niet genoeg.
Ach, mijn zuster.
Mama Sango. Hallo.
Mama Sango.
Hallo.
Hallo, Mama Sango.
Hallo, nee.
Father, I just like to say that I want to salute the mothers of fathers. Mafigile, I know personally, and a son as well. I also want to salute the is it Mama Mgiti that has got no son in the priesthood, but are there, there to support like we others also, Mama. I salute you as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And
the thing of loneliness, it is so, so, so evident amongst our peers.
I would like to challenge that notion of loneliness, but I'll talk about that when we take a break, when we come back from the break, because I think it's more like when people see single people at weddings or at funerals, because they are going alone, people look at them and they say, ah, shame, man, this person is lonely. But guess what? You speak to that person who's single, né? They'll actually say, hi, Bo, I am not lonely. I'm actually very fine. Eh? And I'm not denying that loneliness for some priests, it could be an issue, but I don't think it is an issue that is across the board. And from maybe from time to time, maybe once in a while, people do feel lonely or alone. But I think we need to be very careful when we see priests, because some of it might be just our projections where we think, Uti, hi, this person is so lonely. And because they are so lonely, they feel incomplete. And because they feel incomplete, hi, shame. They are really a charity case. So we need to be very, very, it's just like seeing a somebody who doesn't have a husband, a widow, or somebody who's single. They are not lonely. Do you know that you can be with people and still be lonely? You know that? Mm. And you can still be with your happy partner, sitting in church, wearing your full head.
Yes,
your full head.
I think Mark Figgin and myself, we come from a personal perspective where we know individually, please, and like Mom Gigi said, they share with you. You understand?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that sharing. Let's give other people a chance.
But,
you live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Father. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Fine, thanks. Father, I think our priest, the biggest challenge is temptation by the devil. Mm-hmm. The devil who comes in a human form with whatever motive.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's even uguti umu priest in 7 years inga kuwe because they have a hidden agenda.
But how then do you think our priests should we be supporting our priests in those kind of things then?
Through prayer and consecration to Mother Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Protect and nabo nje bagcine in their vocation.
Sikhuluma nobani?
Mama Sabi.
I knew it. Yes. Ask Rosalia. Thank you very much. Rosalia is a big sister of mine, and I've been doing pilgrimages with her. Ask Rosalia. Thank you very much. Ne?
Thank you, Father.
Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, God bless. Bye.
Thank you. One of the challenges also that your sons and your brothers face are sometimes the structure at Zamo Parish, where you have a parish council that can be very antagonistic. Yeah, see. Father Ben ati sicela ukudiliza leli bilidi but asilifuni lashiwa la no Father Emily
angithi manje umpriesta nengenda eparishini uyathanda ukuthi ayenze ama changes manje angithi angeke azenzela yedwa ngithi uzokhuluma
ne PPC
but then kunabo bantuli who do not want to leave ama PPC.
Yes.
Who do not want to leave the parish finance? Abafuni if angabe u chairperson kusho ukuthi hayi ikemulo izowa.
Tina so far.
And those people are then when makufike ufather, they are the first ones to say, hey, because ufather uthi no ku wrong, then asimfuni lo. And am I lying?
No, you're not.
It's a big challenge that the priest are having.
How can we, and I would like you to speak to the structures, the parish council, the structures that are in our parishes, how they can collaborate with more father. Because it's a team effort. It's not father there and the parish council, parish finance. It's we are doing this because at Oksala, we are doing it for God. I guess.
Yes. I think mina experience a little bit that one observes in my parish in Uguti. Some people aspire to go for formation either as a priest or whatever and it doesn't work. Which is another challenge. Ebuhlungu yesosontweni. Yokuthi abantwana bayanikela baye for formation for the life of a priest bese kungahambi kahle for whatever reasons. Babuye bazekhaya. Mabebuya bazekhaya they are not even well accepted ngoba kukhona this
stigma
even worse than emshadweni. And then mabe khula laba bangena into ama structures la awesonto kube OPPC chairperson and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So una this anger yakhe. And then uyeza lo mpriste ambeke am analyze ukuthi I am more brilliant than he is. And ube ngubani yena ezongitshela lokhu lakho in my parish.
Ibambe kanjalo memlo. Ibambe kanjalo. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ne he picks those that they're weak. He doesn't pick those that are brilliant memlo. He doesn't pick those that are deserving. He picks those who are the most broken, those who are weak, and that is what happened to Maria. If you look at the story of Maria, a virgin from some forgotten land.
Mm.
He didn't go and waketa indodakazi yenkosi to be the mother of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what he does when he picks priests too. You don't have to be academically bright for you to be a priest. I think what matters is how does God see that person's heart? Yes. And I think the message we're giving to those people who have gone and come back from Emma Seminary or in religious life is to realize, Uguti, no matter whether you went and you think you are bright or you were brighter than your father, but still father is given that office and is given that responsibility to pastor you and to be your shepherd. So you can't think Uguti wena you are going to be the driver of the bus again.
Second, I think you're second. But father, father, who you pillar of it when a unges and using those are but father,
no matter why a catechism,
but father, any in done gulama PPC a two. I think into enkulungul people are lacking a commitment. People do not understand why they are there. And yet, iNdlunkulu iyasilungisela ama guides ukuthi if you are a PPC person, this is what is expected of you. So, mangizothatha izinto ezenzakala lapha estradini, ngizilethe ku PPC, I'm being distractful. Kufuneke mangimangazi ukuthi ngingenele ku PPC. We are a team. I'm not alone. I can't score this goal alone. We have to score together. And ufather noma ngiyathanda angithandi, he's the CEO of the parish.
Yes.
Mimahlangu. Uzwile le ndaba. We're taking your calls on.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
It's 8 minutes after 5, and I'm joined in studio by the mothers and the sisters and the friends of priests. And they're sharing with us their ministry of supporting their sons, their ministry of supporting their brothers, and the ministry of supporting their sisters as women of faith. And I consider it a ministry. Do you consider it a ministry, Nina?
Oh, yes.
I've reached a point where I see it as a ministry.
It is because
initially one was there was a need, you saw a need, but as the challenges grow and you grow in it, you realize that it's more than just being a support group. It is a ministry.
I would like us to go back. We're talking of priests. There are priests that are from Soweto. There are priests that are from Gauteng. Then there are priests that are from KZN. Yes. But Kuna, there's a certain group of priests who have to get on a 9-hour plane to go home for 10 hours. Mm-hmm. Who are so far away from home. How do we work around that? Because unfortunately, slowly, it is now becoming the reality for Tinana. How can we start supporting the Babo Father?
We support them as much as like si support abo father abo Puma locally or a KZN. We need to give them that 100% support as the PPC, as the parish. We all come together and say, this is our child. This is with whatever needs that priest needs. We make sure Guti, they are covered because they cannot say in a weekend I'm going home because going home for them, they have to plan like 6 months in advance just for them to go home. So we have to make them feel at home wherever they are.
But there's also an issue here, culture.
It's a challenge.
There's an issue here, culture. It's a challenge. Because maybe in certain parishes that were possibly with people who are African parishes, where the culture is a different approach to Ufada.
Mm-hmm.
You see, where you possibly, it's a different approach than in a parish where it's a non, say, Soweto parish, for example. So the way you look after a priest, Emlapo, is totally different from the way you're going to look after a priest in Waterkloof.
Oh, okay. That experience we don't have. Now, we're talking about in our African, you know, parishes, where more and more you have priests who are African, but they come from other countries. I realize that it is twofold. They are taking too long, or they are too observant, or they're keeping too much their space. So it becomes very difficult. People in those parishes complain that the doors are not open, the arms of the priest are not open to welcome them, no matter how much people try.
Kanjan, how do you want to be welcomed? Tell us how you want to be welcomed.
Hey, Father Man.
No. How do you want us to welcome you? Because guess what? Mina angfani no Zweli. The same way that Zweli akafani no Father Emeli.
But grandfather, umafika e parishin, and then imi ukia iminyango au mamela
nene mabri. Ngiyasaba ngise goli mina ngiqhamuka e Nigeria. How do you expect me to ngifike goli sengiyasaba basiyelile kune crime? So yeah, that's why I'll go. Ngizo kia iminyango.
Tina father sinababo father niti I parish priest am ipume Nigeria. Some support, some niggas. Every month I need some solidarities. Every month, nega mam niggas or something. Every month some support to father with some hand.
Father, I into yaba priest abapuma gode. You can be proud of these mothers here because abalele lapya abaning abapuma pandle. Abantu, their relatives are abroad. Kodwa, this group said, we are going to clean every grave. It's not just a Soweto priest. It's not just a Guruleni priest. We will clean all graves. So, he support kodwa le. Kodwa, mbuye kule, maybe safety, enze ukuthi father.
Akhiye.
Mhlambe bake bamngenela ke. Babizi imali.
Thina sibuye emakhaya bakithi. Masifike egoli sibone ugesi ne. Then siyasaba. That's why we lock the doors. Memlosh.
Hey, Mara Father, I don't think you ufuneka uthi Kenny ngine fienyana ethize. Be open in a fiat is a nibone is gogwana, nibone ama bluwana, gantiguenzaganila, and you shall funa ogustadisha e environment.
It's not that in the bayoguti uma na it's two ways.
Exactly.
Na abo father, especially abo father babuya in Africa. Those priests, some of the priests who come from Africa, let me say it in English. Now they too have an attitude towards us, that they have come here as missionaries to us when we don't have priests of our own. On its own is a big challenge, and it causes frictions within the parishes, that they are not welcoming us. They are keeping their distance. And for us as mothers of priests, we really have tried. Remember, the minute when we hear that One of the priests is in problem, we go to visit to say who we are. Here we are there for you. We support you and all. Hence, we have an understanding a little bit of what they do. But it's a two-way. They need to make an effort. We are all African. Yes, we appreciate that they can. Unfortunately for us, maybe it's another topic for Veritas to Uguti. Unfortunately for us, we don't have ama bizelo anymore, and asazi the reason why, especially so we to say good.
So what I hear say is, so, but last week we were talking about missionaries on the show, one of the afternoon shows, and we realized it's very important, the community that is receiving the missionary, to also realize that ufather who is coming into this community, Nayefuti is going through a lot of changes. There are changes of culture. There are changes of world views. There are changes of geography. There are people who come here, who come from parts where ubo, there is not even e-summer. There is not even e-winter, sorry. Then bafika la, they have to start wearing layers and layers in winter. They are already, it's, for us, it's normal, but for them, it's already a big adjustment. And those are the kind of things that they are dealing with. Then they have to deal with a different working environment, a different ministering environment. And then I think sometimes it comes across as if they are doing us a favor, but they are also facing their own struggles. And I like the point that Umemlocho is bringing, Ukuthi, it's a two-way street. And when those kind of things happen, I think this is where I think bomme, your role would come to say, Ukuthi, masihambe sohlala no father, sithi father, mawukhuluma kanje. In our culture and like South Africa, it comes out so badly. Mawungikhomba kanje, so to educate one another and to conscientize, and even ufather, then father mate, how mina lapho ngiqhamuka khona makuthiwa 9 if ungangena esontweni mina ngiyalock. Then we find out how can we meet each other halfway. But anyhow, it's 17 minutes after 5. Let's take a music break. And when we come, we are still going to take those comments, reactions, questions. If you've got any question for these mothers, if you've got any comments and reactions, we'll be taking them. Let's take this one. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Radio Veritas. Father,
yebo ma.
Since I came to my radio, from Paula and Jagangani, Gule, Yoguchi, Abu Father, Abapmanga Pange, I need to go and lay on to Guti by a Sivalanga Pang. If you went to the Geluguti, Ufana no Mako, Timagasi Mzin, Lomako to Uyuan, Uyafiga Mzin, Utola Ama in laws by 10-20 plus Ama relatives. Umkatuguti Abaf. Abazi, abanye bamthathe very quickly lo mkhodi akalunganga ngithi naye unama fears akhe kanti uthola ukuthi lo mkhodi ulungile ngoba noma ephaka just from indlini lana omunye ipapa lakhe akafuni igravy liphelwe phezu kwepapa omunye ufuna libe esayidini kuzomthatha isikhathi ukuthi ukuthi uthele igrevy phezu kwepapa. Loyo muntu sekadukile sekakwatile. Bayafika mabafika thina sinama agenda ene thina ngokwethu ama-parishioners. We fight amongst ourselves angithi. Manje makafika uyafika uFather Brian angakaqedi ne 2 weeks.
Ukupakisha.
Izene indaba zethu. Hey ningi.
Ngizomtshela
ngalona lona.
Ungayeka mamlotsha, ungayeka mantuli, ungayeka mamahlangu.
Hayi ba yena azisadishele labo bantu before naye abajaja.
Ma.
Siyabaphayila ngento eyiningi abaKrista. Be it abala ekhaya. Or abangaphandle and mawuzo uzo nizomjwayela anijwayele ngithola ukuthi this is a humble person.
Exactly.
Umuntu olungile wayefuna nje ukuthi simjwayele njengoba yenza umzekelo ngomakoti. Umakoti mawufika emdzini ubathola ebaningi and they expect ukuthi kumele ukuthi wazi yonke into nje ngalelo 2 weeks ofike ngayo. Ne 2 weeks nje ungena emdzini wazi yonke into no squeeze no sbaru bazi bonke uthola ukuthi nabo anti makaqhamuka efika uanti akakuzi condensed milk ufuna u fresh milk wena umthela ngokondensed.
Akafuni ushukela ufuni hani.
Akafuni ushukela uantu ufaka kuzomhlopho uphuza o-brown. Eningisi okumentorayo ukibheka lokhu kangene ungamnaki itiyela akho ufuna kanje kanje.
So mabi mamela.
Wena uthunza ubuntu ngithi uantu ufikile.
Ma. ma before uhambe ngicela ukuthi ukhulume nabo auntie nabo malume nabo squeeza basesontweni na who are listening because yibo bahlukumeza abo makoti bethu abo father so ngicela ubakhuze manje you've got a minute
baba engizokuthi mina uyabona ngikhuluma kanje ngoba owethu uphuma eNigeria yathi eneziki engenile niku secretary ngathi bomama asiyeni so introduce father asazi ukuthi singabubani enemaka futhi
Let's take a musical break and we'll be back. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. And share with us your comments, reactions, and your responses as we chat to the mothers of priests, to the sisters of priests, and to the friends of priests who are in studio with us. They're saying to us, guess what? Our children are just ordinary people who are doing ordinary things and perhaps in an extraordinary way. And all they're saying is, please bear with them and bear with us.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Like us on Facebook at Radio Veritas South Africa.
Join in the conversation. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Veritas SA.
You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Hello. You're live on Radio Veritas. Hello. Hello. Ninjani.
Konjani.
Siyaphila baba, unjani wena?
Sithi ngendweni mina ma open mahla kwenziwe. Ngilalele lapho.
Oh wena.
Ngilalele.
Bathi azikho enzukulu wena.
Yini bo mama, siyabonga.
Siyabonga baba.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
You are listening to Radio Veritas.
23 minutes after the hour 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and we are changing gear with myself, Father Brian, aka Ndabaningi, and the mothers and friends and sisters of priests. We've got a caller on the line. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you, Papa?
I'm all thanks. Good afternoon to the Queen Mothers and the relatives there with
Pendula.
Hi. How are you?
As long as it. My comment was just with regard to priests from outside SA, especially with regard to the challenge that we are actually encountering with regard to, inducting them to the culture of South Africa and making sure that their enculturation becomes a smooth thing. I don't know, perhaps maybe now that they are even present, they know exactly what the experience has been and what challenges they've encountered. If it's possible, maybe perhaps for the church to maybe draft some kind of a startup document that will like list out and just tell us exactly what key points do we need to focus on as PPC members or as parishioners in terms of how do we help them with regards to helping them with understanding our culture and being in, and also absorbing them into the culture as well. Just to list out all those things, maybe on paper, so that we know that what we ought to do in order to actually help them absorb themselves into the culture. Because obviously, currently we don't have that kind of a document or that kind of a guideline. So it becomes difficult to know exactly where do we need to help them and all that. But now, if we have something that has been explicitly stated, then we know what action plans do we need to put in place so that we can help them to really be part of us.
All right. I'll respond to that and I'll say thank you very much. Do you want to listen over the radio or should I respond now?
I prefer over the radio. Thank
all right,
so
please
much.
Do. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Thank you very much. I don't think there is a one-size-fits-all because uzothola umuntu ubuye eBulawayo, ne? It's totally different than umuntu ubuye eAbuja. Umuntu ubuye eNairobi akafana nomuntu ubuya eManzini. So there would not be a one-size-fits-all. But I think there should be a framework on how can we help Abofada who are coming in into the country as missionaries and those kind of things, but also as host communities.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I think it's a challenge for us too as mothers of priests, because there are some of the priests that we are very open and friendly with, that we could be discussing this with them. That would be very helpful for everybody, you know, because the challenges are there, and it is only through working through them together that we'll be able to live harmoniously together.
Perfect. I think what we're going to do, I was talking to Simba, who's the producer of this show. He's going to try and get those priests in studio, and we have a conversation with them. And so that we understand, because this is what the show is about. The show is about creating conversations, and the show is about understanding. And so possibly, maybe let's invite our missionary priests, our young black missionary priests who are coming from other parts of the continent, and hear what's happening to them. What are their experiences they should share with us? You'll be so shocked when you sit down and listen to their stories. And yet I do understand the need for a document, which is true. Maybe there should be a system in place, Uti. How do we make their transition a smooth one without it being taxing on them? And I think this is something that we have to follow up and see what mechanisms do we have in place for helping priests that are coming in from different parts of the world. Boma, it's 27 minutes after 5. What are your last words? And Cedi, you have 1 minute each to say something.
Baba, ngiyabonga ukuthi sithole leli thuba leli ukuthi size nathi sizokhuluma ngabantwana bethu. Ngiyacela ke nami ukuthi sicela wonke ama parishioners ukuthi sibambaneni sisonke nabapriesta bethu.
Nami, Father Ngilapho, Oguti, let's be a team. A team that is focused, a team that is aiming, a team that is committed.
Thank you, ma.
Mina ngizothi nje asibe njengezitho zomzimba, ukuthi there's a left hand and a right hand, and there's an eye, there's a mouth. All these parts do different things for the body. So, Nati, for a church as a body and priest as a head, we need to support him. Be the hands, the feet, the mouth, and the nose and the eyes for them.
Christmas is coming. And now Veritas has got priests on the what? On the green.
Yes.
Shepherds on the green. We heard how beautiful it was, how they were running and playing golf. And so we are saying for Christmas box, every parish, so that by kwale, by lo jaiva, by lo swima, by lo dlala bola, together, even Christmas, not necessarily, but kopane le ditshomi tsa bona tsa khale le ba se ba khulile, the older principal father Mahokolo, who are much older, to get that opportunity just to sit and look at the young ones running up and down. that would be very appreciated. And thank you very much for Radio Veritas for that program.
Wow. Ngiyabonga Boma. Thank you very much. You are always willing and available to assist us here at Radio Veritas. Thank you very much for your engagement. And thank you for ministering to us this afternoon. And a big thank you to Mahadi Buthelezi, who's been the producer of this show. A big thank you to Simba Rashe. A big thank you to Tato Mukwena and the afternoon team. May God's light be always shining upon you. Have a great week and catch me tomorrow, same time, same place, as we change these gears. Do not touch that dial. It's exactly 5:30.
Thank you.